Hello, Wade Cox here, and welcome to the Ski with Wade podcast. I've been involved with this sport of water skiing for over 40 years now. I was fortunate enough to be a professional, and now I'm a full-time water ski coach. Today's guest and I will be talking about water skiing. We'll also be talking a little bit about travel and maybe a little about life as well. Thanks for joining us today. Ski with Wade, cut more rope. Hey guys, Ski with Wade, podcast number 8. Today's podcast is sponsored by TWBC, the Water Ski Broadcasting Company. Been pretty cool watching some water skiing on your television, so to speak, which maybe your phone, your iPad, your 90-inch flat screen, yeah. I've heard. People having water ski parties now. So, hey, man, big shout out to Vincent at the Water Ski Broadcasting Company. If you guys have seen me on any of the telecasts, it's been certainly a privilege and an honor. And man, do they have good stuff though? All the camera angles.
Yeah, no, it's insane.
Yeah,
now.
Man, like instant replay with multiple camera angles, and then some tall old dude doing some doc interviews. Yeah, I apologize if I mess it up, which I have been known to on a regular basis. I've told people I've gotten more criticism for doing some volunteer work on this than I've ever had for being a pro or a business guy, but it's been an absolute blast. It's been really cool. So big shout out to TWBC. Hey, so before we go any further, I want to send you to my website, skiwithwade.com. You can check out my tour dates, any of my water ski camp dates, which we're on site and location right now. We'll get to that. And you can also purchase merch, man. We got all kind of t-shirts now, slalom Bibles. That's a bit of a joke. They're a slalom journal, actually. And then we've got hoodies, ski socks, etc. So check it out. Yeah, on to podcast number 8. This is really, really cool. We're at a place where I grew up. And this is my second Ski with Wade camp here. We're at Jack Travers Water Ski School at Sunset Lakes. I'm actually got the view here. I'm looking straight down two of the lakes as we are sitting here in the living room of my villa. So yeah, you can rent these villas out. You can sort of join and be a member down below, or you can just come here as a ski school guest. But I've got a few guests here that came down for my camp. So we're going to have a little chat with them. First one is Ty Meeker, who's becoming quite the little superstar in junior slalom skiing. And if any of you guys know my camps and have been any other of my stuff, I was always known as a free skier. And, you know, I had all these sort of weird, quirky drills, but I watched Ty do a crash. And by the way, he's a return guest.
Oh, yeah. Right? Several times.
Yeah. But no, a return guest on my podcast. You were on, I think, podcast number 2 this year. Welcome back, Ty.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're here at Jack's and getting some good skiing in after I broke my ankle earlier this summer. So getting back into ski shape, getting some tournaments in, and hopefully qualify for some more stuff next season.
And Ty, man, your scores just keep going up up and up.
I'm beginning to think I need to injure myself every year just so I can progress.
Well, I guess you get very anxious, as we'd say, when you're sitting on the shoreline and you're watching everybody else get better. So
no, for sure.
So I watched Ty make this massive crash maybe 3, 4, 4 or 5 years ago. And I thought as soon as he hit the water that I needed to completely rethink the way I coach water skiing and establish a base, a sort of a methodology of drills to go through. And they seem to be working for you.
No, I mean, I've stuck by it beginning of the season. And every time I have a slump, hey, get out of the course. Let me, just work on these drills that Wade's been preaching, and it helps times 10. Like, it gets my balance back, gets my confidence back, and by the time I'm back in the course, I'm running a PB next week.
Man, that's beautiful. You used those two words. So balance first, that's what we talk about a lot, because a lot of my water ski coaching now comes from the lacrosse background, and both my kids became really, really decent junior players. And man, they're making those elite travel ball teams. And it was just all about balance. And I was like, wow, we don't talk about that in water skiing at all. So then the second thing is, man, if your balance is really good, then your vision's normally good. And when you're, if you're getting a good visual, then you got good confidence. You're like, hey man, this is rock star, right?
Yeah, no, it just sets you up right for the course. You don't have to worry about buoys. So then by the time you get into the course, you're like, oh, hey, this is pretty easy.
For those of you guys out there, what's your Instagram handle?
Ty_WSki. So
yeah,
nice and simple.
Yeah, man. He's going to be a superstar. So y'all follow him. So yes, thanks, sir. Ty. Appreciate it. Our next guest, a longtime friend of mine, and recently had a pretty decent break away from water skiing. And now you're making a bit of a resurgence here. His name is Rick Jones, a local Orlando fella. And John Travers set your ski up, man.
Oh, I can't believe that. Well, I came here with Wade. I've known him for quite a while. Wanted to try a new ski. He made a suggestion. So I went over and talked to JT, and he just took control. Got the ski I wanted, got the bindings, put it all together, set the fin up, the wing, said, have a great day. And it's been wonderful. I really enjoy what I'm doing.
And it's pretty cool. He stopped by, have a cold one out. Yes, at the end of yesterday Yeah, yeah.
Doing some brats on the grill and having some din din and beers and having a great time.
Yeah,
good. Wonderful 3 days.
Yeah, awesome, man. You progressed a bunch, huh, man? You're out there smiling again. Yeah.
I went from being sort of smile every day.
No, good stuff.
Back into turning these things. It's just a great sport. I love it.
Well, very cool. Well, so we have another return guest here, Miss Amy Snyder. I met her in Costa Rica a year and a half ago.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then she came to my spring camp at Travers. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, her skiing is same as Rick. We got a couple retired people here, man. Everybody wants to be you guys. They're young, they're in shape, and they're water skiing, man. So I've watched Amy since we met a year and a half ago. Same as we talked with Ty, her skiing is just going better and better and better. Having some PBs lately and having a lot of fun, huh, Amy?
Yeah, totally. When I came to Costa Rica, I hadn't skied serious skiing for 4 or 5 years because I had several knee surgeries. And so was coming back, have all these old habits from back in the 80s and 90s. And, the first thing we did were your drills. And I'm like, okay, all right, this is good. And, your first drill and you're telling me cut through and get up on that front foot. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know I had a front foot when I was slaloming, because back in the day, everyone's saying bending your knees and then you're squatting. My God, that made the huge difference in my skiing. You talk about balance. So when you're on your front foot, imagine that you're balanced over your ski and then it allows it to turn. And it's just been a really fun to relearn the right way.
Knowing your personality, you'd probably have a question for me. Came with a loaded gun, ready to go.
I don't know.
Come on, let's hear it. What do you got for our audience?
Well, it's really kind of been 2 years, but knew you back in the day, through the TV and, going to tournaments and stuff, but really got to know you. And it's just really great to see you coach and really be successful at that. So I'm just curious at the transitional process from becoming skier to coach, kind of the background with that where you said, oh, wow, I could do the coaching part. So,
well, it was sort of interesting. Actually, we got a little Meeker sitting right here. I had retired from skiing and I'd had enough. As the Aussies would say, I'd had a gutful, mate. And just wasn't interested. In fact, I didn't put on a water ski for 2.5 years from the last tournament. I'm done. And then I bought an insurance agency. My dad had worked for an insurance agency for years and years, and I knew the business. And so I was able to buy an independent agency. Mm-hmm. So it was cool. I was my own boss, similar to skiing,
Nice.
And I was doing these clinics at Meeker's place, and they're about the only clinics that I was doing at that time. And I started doing them right in my very last year of skiing. Was my very first year at the Liquid Edge I'm talking about in Illinois. 2-3 years later, and I'm grinding it in insurance. Rick knew me then, and I come, to his shop, and I'm like, man, this is how I was just grinding 70, 80 hours a week, and a lot of weekends, a lot of Sunday afternoons spent, writing quotes. And
inside, not outside.
Yeah, exactly. So, at these clinics, I was going, man, I'm having so much fun. So then we sold that agency and I was looking for another one. And in the short run, my daughter said, well, Dad, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm just riding the boat for now. And that's been a long time. Yeah. 10 years, yeah, 9, 10 years now riding in the boat. But what I've found was that ability to help someone else and get through to them, that's more fun than if I were doing it now myself. So that sort of, once I had that, I guess the cool word would be epiphany, you know, one of those English major words, you know. but it was like, wow, yeah, I'm really able to, you know, connect with a whole different sort of array of people. And
an element to the scheme.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. And I understand, you know, my trade, but you can know your trade really good and not have any idea how to express that or how to read someone else. And that's where I've gotten light years better than I used to be. And I think, and I hope we've got some returner business here that when I do come each year, I have something that's new, you know, because I'm learning all the time. So that's,
well, it's interesting you say that, something that's new, because I was like, well, it's going to be my third time. So how much, you know, can I learn going forward from the same kind of type of coaching? Oh my gosh. You don't do them, the drills, you know them, but you don't do them like you should. And so when you come back here and are held accountable to it and, you know, really, you know, you guide us through them, we're like, oh, yeah. And then we go into our skiing and into the course. It makes it so much easier. So every time I've been back, I've learned something new. And so thank you for that.
Well, that's very cool. Amy, I think I overheard you saying it. And I know I've heard CP, we're talking about Chris Parrish, say it. You're way better off either to say, I don't know, than to lie to Wade because he sees everything. Yeah, every ski length there are. So he's like, no, remember that on your third pass, I'm back going for ball 3 to 4. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. So yeah, I was blessed with some ridiculous photographic memory, and I remember all
good
this.
Good and bad.
Yeah, good and bad, exactly. And people say, well, how'd you get so good at what you do? I'm like, well, you spend as much time in a rent-a-car driving across America by yourself, you can get pretty detailed. You know? Yeah. Sometimes it's your memory that gets you through, you know? So,
yep.
So we're cool. Thank you so much, Amy. It's been a real pleasure. Next up is Quinn and Stufflebeam, right?
Yep.
And so when I had the pleasure of being out at Orlando Water Sports Complex, I don't know, it's going to be five, six years ago or something, HO Hyperlite needed sort of a slalom figure out there, and Sean Murray was getting the wakeboard side going, and I just sold my boat and my lake, and they're like, well, come on out. So I said, all right. So I actually got John Travers here to put the slalom course in, and lo and behold, Quinn is actually booked up through our system before we even opened, you know? So was it your wife that booked it?
I don't remember. I think
you,
so.
You guys were like down on a business or vacay, and so we actually officially skied you before all the insurance, I think, was in place. I know we didn't have
I was the inaugural guest.
No, you weren't. Like, it was a week before all the paperwork was actually filed and signed. So Quinn is I guess you guys had a ski club?
Yeah.
And it's in Blackfoot, Idaho, right on the east side of, is I-15.
Yep.
And this place is heaven. If you guys have been in Orlando and driven on I-4 and gone over Lake Ivanhoe downtown, it's kind of like that. It's this public lake right there off the freeway with a park, a boat launch that you don't even have to pay for, or you pay to be a member?
There's a fee you have to pay to launch.
Okay. So I've skied there with these guys 3 or 4 times now. Then on the back is virtually a man-made lake off this front bay.
Yep.
One of your club members sort of went in with the county and sort of instructed them, hey, here's sort of what we need to do. So it's kind of like a one lake Ocoee Park, for those of you guys that know Ocoee in West Palm Beach, Florida. The very interesting thing is the water that comes in under the freeway into the lake is from the Snake River.
Correct. Yep.
And it's really, really, really bloody cold.
I think there's a 4-degree difference between the north end and the south end.
Oh, yeah, I would believe it. And then I jumped in at the beach area, which is way on the south end and then really in the warm spot. And I don't know, was it 69, maybe 70 degrees?
Yeah, maybe.
As my dad would say, it didn't take you long to feel the water, huh? You just jump in and go, yeah, good swim's over. I'm done. Yeah. If you guys are ever in the area, you would be driving through Blackfoot and be going through on the north side of town, going north and go, oh yeah, there's that lake that Wade was talking about right there. Yeah. So, hey, thanks for coming down, Quinn. This is your first time to come to one of my camps. You got a question for me?
So, I've been in the boat with you a lot. I've heard you coach varying levels of skiers. When you look at a skier, what's a common theme that you see at varying levels of skiing? From the beginner to a 28 off skier to Ty that's a 35 off skier?
Well, we talked about with Amy, I want to get better. I'm much more challenged, from within to be a better coach. But I started really noticing, maybe it's been 2 years ago, I just started noticing across the board, all the modern day coaches are talking about center mass and movement. But I saw one thing in particular was that even in within the very first couple of feet, maybe with inside a ski length of movement, that center mass would actually be moving north-south and no longer east-west. And if we have already committed as a little squat drop in that first movement, then we're already transferring our weight back towards our heels and we're losing the ability to gain momentum through our front foot. That in itself, and then once we're in the course, you've heard me say the push. We're either pushing with our feet off the buoy, trying to get the ski to go faster than trying to get it to go before it's ready to go. The same as a pull with the handle. We actually want the arm to be straight. As a coach, you go, well, it's kind of cheating because we know everybody does it. It's human nature. But noticing that little bit of dip in the center mass movement, and the same, it can be on the gate glide, it can be on the gate turn in. Meeker's got a little move where he dips just a little bit when he's almost at the buoy line or at the buoy line releasing into his toe side. And so it's something that I'd already watched him for a couple of years before I addressed it. And then it was actually at a LaPointe ski park a couple of years ago. I'm like, man, it's right there. Why is he doing that? It was sort of like I talked about you on the dock, is the more we can eliminate extra movement, the more efficient we're going to be. Case in point, that's the way Chris Parrish's dad built him. Let's just eliminate the movements. And then if we're being really still and we're right in the middle of the ski, not a whole lot can go wrong.
You know, one thing that I always struggle with as a skier is you have a limited amount of physical ability to stay in the course. You can't ski 10 sets in a day. So all those sets have to be, if you're going to progress, you've got to do it right more often than not. It's not like a golf swing where you can swing 100 times and not want to die because your hands are torn up or your back's sore. What's your recommendation? I mean, skiing just seems to progress. Once you hit a, seems like you hit a wall and the incremental progression beyond that is very slight.
Well, I've taken you through my initial stages of my drills, which, sort of a three-step up, we're now up to the cut and coast. But the next sort of phases of it are we start going out and doing gates and ball ones and twos free skiing. And a lot of people ask me, should I free ski? My answer is always the same. Only if you do it the right way. Because if you ski free ski 3 foot narrow of the buoys and you get into a really good, let's say a 32 off rhythm at 34 miles an hour, and you're just not skiing then the way the course would require you to ski, and you're not skiing the way the ski designers design the ski to ski. So if we can get where we can free ski and simulate the slalom course to where we can use less energy, become more efficient, and the same as if we're out skiing on the river across the street from the freeway from your place, and you just get to where you're just so light and carefree skiing back and forth versus I'm coming off ball one, I'm going to close my eyes and hold my breath and just fight and push and claw, and then all of a sudden you're fighting the ZO and the ski and all those things. So that's not necessarily how much we're training, but what we're doing training. If we're building our plateaus ourselves, you're already building the walls there. So that's like you ask about the technique. If we're already having technical errors, fundamental errors before we get to the course, we're going to have much bigger errors in the course. Good stuff, Quinn. Thank you so much. So next, Quinn's son, Aiden, who I've watched become a young man now. I know you got a girlfriend now, Aiden, but I won't get you in trouble. But word on the street that you and Meeker came here just because y'all heard Jamie Bull was practicing here.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to listen to some 50-year-old guy tell us how to ski. We're looking at the hot ski girls exactly. across the lake.
Yeah, I'm with the same, man. We got like some girls from the Northeast training as well here. Some Europeans. So yeah, we're obviously again at Jack Travers Water Ski School. I got to tell a funny story about Aiden though, and maybe he won't get too mad at me. Everyone's done this of some sort where we've been agitated, unhappy, terribly PO'd or whatever you want to say. But Aiden was finishing his pass. We're at the far end of their lake up on the Snake River, Blackfoot, Idaho. And he's really angry. He chucks the handle down. His dad's whipped him out, stop on the end. And he's chucked the handle down. And somehow he sucked the tip. He just immediately goes under. So I've got a pastor here, Rob, who was eyewitness to this. So he sucks a tip and just completely disappears, except one of his boot liners. So it would have been your front boot because he's got, his front boot liner. It goes straight up in the air. I'm going to say maybe 15 feet, could have been 18 feet. Rob and I are going, you could do that all day long and never, ever see that happen again, man. So you had a few good days of skiing. Luckily, we didn't have any of those.
No.
So you mentioned something per what your dad was talking about the training. We were going through a bunch of my drills, and it's already been cold for you guys. You haven't been skiing a lot. And you said to one of the other campers, well, I'm glad we were doing these drills. If we'd have just been banging heads in the course, you'd already been done.
Oh yeah, totally. I would have lasted maybe past the first day, three sets in one day after not skiing for a month. And even then we're in cold water. My hands would have been torn to shreds and I would have been tapped out after day one.
No, man, that was awesome. I love that because that's sort of part of the deal is you're out there just the initial pullouts are like, you're almost thinking, well, why are we doing this? But then all of a sudden you start going, wow, okay, I'm sort of seeing why we're doing this, and I'm not really, really, really tired. Yeah, middle of day one or middle of day two. Yeah. So the other thing that him and his dad were absolute rock stars on, they're coming from these ice-cold water, and I mean ice-cold water in July and August, okay? So they knew they come in here in this hot water. They're like professional tapers. They're like boxers, okay? It's like Holyfield, Tyson or something. You bled a little bit there at the end?
Yeah, we have a couple little tears, but if we didn't have the tape, our hands would have.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, man, so that was very cool. So we all learned something here. We all had a blast. I want to thank our sponsor again, TWBC. Yeah, man, the Water Ski Broadcasting Company. It's very cool to be doing one of the webcasts and have people sending pictures of they're having their pool parties or their dock parties watching the event. So we want to thank Vince Stadelbar and the crew and, man, all those great camera guys and sound guys. They're really doing an awesome job. Appreciate that. And then check out my skiwithwade.com. You can join us at one of these camps here that I do all around the U.S., you can check out my merch. I got all the goodies there that you can have birthday presents, Christmas presents. Yeah, man. Hook them up. Yeah, man. So thanks again, you guys. Ski with Wade podcast number 8. See you next time. That's a wrap this week for Ski with Wade podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to email me at wade@skiwithwade.com. or direct message me on Instagram or Facebook with any questions you may have. We'll cut more rope next week. Ski with Wade.